12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
On the J. Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline, we say hello to Nick Nirvan from Pure Michigan, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. It's like a little snow globe here in Grand Haven looking out my window. My gosh. How you doing, Nick?
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, the winter conditions have been just amazing. You know, we're enjoying it while we can. Sounds like the warmer weather is on its way, but there's such great conditions to get out for winter fun right now.
Well, I know you're a downhill skier. Are you a cross-country skier?
Yeah, I love to get out on the cross-country ski trails as well. As a matter of fact, I was up north at the Highlands and Nubs Knob this past weekend. The trails were in incredible condition. Fat tire biking is also a ton of fun. But I'm headed up this weekend. Emma and I are headed over to Houghton Lake, Higgins Lake area, a place called Cross Country Ski Headquarters. And they've been there for 50 years. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary. It's such a unique story. Bob Fry and his wife, Lynn, they founded this place out of a snowmobile shed 50 years ago to get more people into cross-country skiing because they had great trails in the area. And 50 years later, they built a great community of passionate cross-country skiers and really get a lot of new people involved in the sport.
I love it. That's awesome. How cool is that? Who knew? Bob was inducted into the Michigan Ski Hall of Fame in 2016. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob has been an ambassador for the sport across the Midwest for this entire time. He's really done a ton. He actually co-founded the Great Lakes Winter Trails Council in 1988. He promotes skiing at resorts and destinations all across the state, including public trails, resorts up north. And so it's just a really great opportunity to celebrate a great healthy activity. There have been a number of reports over the years about how cross-country skiing is one of the better winter fun activities that gives you great exercise and health benefits as well.
Well, I was going to ask you, what kind of shape do you have to be in?
Well, that's the thing. You don't have to be out there like, okay, I'm a runner. I'm in great condition. No, the idea for places like Cross Country Ski Headquarters is they have beginner trails that are beginner, not just in their terrain. They don't have big hills and that stuff, but in their length. It's just about getting outside and enjoying some winter fun. You don't have to be in tip-top physical shape to get out there and enjoy a nice little spin on the trails.
Well, that's good to know. Are there any places, you know, closer to home if you don't want to, like, you know, go that far?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Emma and I live in Grand Rapids, and we've been over to Muskegon Illusion Adventure Park in Muskegon several times. I love their lighted trails. They also have the ice skating trail in the woods and, of course, the Luz and other things. We've talked about that in the past, too.
Oh, yeah.
Fishing Creek Park also has ski rentals available, and they have lighted trails at night. And so I think there are a couple of areas that are pretty close that do have rentals. They even have a little lesson or clinics available if you want to get some tips and pointers on how to enjoy the trails. So a couple of great places to do that right, you know, nearby.
I love that. And if you want to do a road trip, Crystal Mountain, Shanty Creek, Treetops, you've talked about Treetops quite a bit in Gaylord, and Forbush Corner near Grayling have great cross-country ski rentals as well. There's just always something to do in our state, isn't there? I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing. I wanted to run a couple of things by you. I see the National Register of Historic Places has 11 sites from Michigan that were added to the list in 2024. The Capri Drive-In Theater in Coldwater is one of them. Have you ever been there?
I have not yet been to the Capri. I'm definitely aware of it. Our good friends at the State Historic Preservation Office that are part of the MEDC, I'm definitely a big fan of the efforts that they take to have historic places and buildings preserved and then added to the National Historic Register. It's an important way to protect Michigan's history. And the Capri Drive-In, I'm a fan of the Cherry Bowl up near Traverse City. It's in Honor, Michigan. So I got to put the Capri Drive-In on my list for this summer.
Yeah, very cool. There are 96,000 properties that are listed in the National Register of Historic Places nationwide. About 2,000 of them are in our state. I thought that was really, really cool. Another place is the Hayes Hotel in Jackson County and Berrien County's Oak Ridge Cemetery as well. The Detroit Auto Show, they've got their dates set for 2026. It'll be January 14th through the 25th. Is there a reason why they moved it? Do you know?
Yeah, I think CES is one of the big reasons. The Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas has become a major draw for the automotive industry. And so I would estimate that they don't want to overlap the two, and that probably is a great reason why they did that. I think the auto show is such a huge draw for the city of Detroit. They want to make sure they can get as many people as they can to come down there that time of year to not only check out the auto show and the newest in automotive technology, but to enjoy downtown Detroit.
Yeah, there you go. One of my first remotes was on Radio Row at the auto show.
Yeah.
I'm there, don't know what I'm doing. I'm just like so green in my early 20s, I'm telling you. Listen, very informative segment today. Thanks for checking in, Nick. You enjoy that cross-country skiing this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
That sounds great. Enjoy the weekend.